Billowing from the Abyss Winks Back blog archive comes What Is It With Crap Hats? Let me state quite clearly from the outset that I'm a hat-loving kind of a guy. There's nothing I'd rather see more than a return of hats of all kinds. Bowlers for businessmen, or, given the grubby state of much business these days, maybe nouveau black Stetsons. Caps and trilbies for blokes in general, and, because we now inhabit a chummily global village, plenty of tall Egyptian pharaoh offerings for the goyles. We could have all of this tomorrow, but we won't. And so it is that our newfound zeal for hats persists solely in the domain of the idiot teen. The proud new hope for the future sadly too young in the tooth to realise that the hats they don to the nightclubs of their existence, alongside the Nikes, the Hollisters and the Gaps, resemble what everyone over the age of 25 recognises instantly as tea cosies. I'm sure there's a name for them, these new teen hats, poised midway between rock climber savant and woolly octopoid crock of shite. But whatever it is, I don't plan to race to my nearest crap hat retailer anytime soon and splash out 50 quid in order to look hip and cool. To be honest, I'd rather swan about the place like Chris Eubank than stuff my head up a baggy scrotal distillation of all that's inherently spazzy about headgear.